Tonight, I wanted to bring you some new information and some samples of some of the things that we've developed along with our community parents and staff members. So first, this is a process, and I think we've gone over this several times, but it doesn't hurt to say it every other time that we talk about it. This is a process. We create ideas on school boundaries. We go get feedback. Then we refine them, and we go get more feedback. In fact, the maps that you're looking at tonight, we threw away the first 10, 15 versions. These are evolving. These are new since Friday. And they continue to develop based on focus groups and feedback. So what you're seeing tonight, it continues to be part of that process of let's get more feedback. And so now we bring it to you to get your feedback in addition to the others who've been a part of the process. I know several of you have been at our focus meetings and provided feedback. So we're going to go through all of it tonight. We have another focus group tomorrow night with parents. About 100 are invited to it, that elementary and intermediate parents. And then we have more coming up too. So at any rate, I'm going to walk you through this document. I'm going to have it on the screen. It is kind of tiny, so you guys have the large papers in front of you to make it a little easier to navigate. Before I begin, just to remind you, when we came here last time, we have certain identified needs based on all of the analysis that's been done thus far. We know that Neal is an underutilized campus, and we need to increase enrollment. And we know that Branch, Henderson, and Johnson are overutilized, and we need to balance or decrease enrollment at those sites. And then we also need to obviously prepare for the opening of Sadbury Intermediate. So those are the goals of what this process is looking to accomplish and to relieve for the foreseeable future. Process that we've been through so far, we've had over 800 parents invited, 400 participating. That is much higher now, in fact, since last week. And we've got more this week in focus groups than we have December. On December 5th, I'll bring another set of maps, hopefully similar to these, maybe slightly different, back to you on December 5th. And on that day, we'll launch a community-wide survey to do exactly what we're doing already. Give us more feedback on what works and what you'd like to see differently in these models. And I think every meeting that we've had, we've been very adamant about this is being done with people, not to them. We need their feedback. We need their voice. We've made changes every single time based on the feedback from these meetings. So that process and that progress will continue. Then we hope to be back in this boardroom in January after the School Boundaries Oversight Committee reviews all of the feedback with potential recommendations for you for consideration.
Has there been much said about the proposals on the intermediate with regard to the breakdown of demographics in terms of ethnic groups and,
yes, sir,
and of course the socioeconomic standing, SES, whatever that stands for, SES. I assume that that's at least being...
That's why some of these adjustments were made. The first renditions of these maps were less balanced than they are right now. Just if you went with 100% of an elementary going to an intermediate, it resulted in, just an imbalance of socioeconomic status, of ethnicity. We're still holding true to you attend the school you're closest to. We don't want to see, remember the attendance islands we talked about before, where this neighborhood is scooped up and hops over a boundary to get to another, so they're all contiguous. We're trying to make sure that it continues, and then, of course, that you're not driving past one intermediate school to get to another, which is why we start to see some splits in the elementaries here, that while this is not equally balanced, to balance it equally would mean moving kids across town and in different areas from the school they're closest to. And so the original boundaries here have been changed significantly to appropriately balance.